Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
What did Rich Bisaccia do this year that kept everything afloat, Max?
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
So Rich is one of a kind. You know, I love Rich. I think he's the best man for the job. You know, he's a leader of men, and that's all you can ask for.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
There's no blueprint for this. There's no handbook that they give you for the obstacles that you occur.
Earlier on the show, 49ers offensive tackle Trent Williams. Still to come, comedian Sebastian Maniscalco, plus famed journalist Carl Bernstein. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number two of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. We'll have some time coming up, but a great time coming up. Sebastian Maniscalco is here. This man is as funny as it gets. He is so popular. It's amazing how popular this guy is and how funny he is. And we need a laugh. We always need a laugh. Last week, we had Jim Gaffigan in studio. That was great. Sebastian Maniscalco is going to be out here in about, 10, 15 minutes time. We'll get him out here. It'll be a lot of fun. I just made an announcement on the Peacock Sirius side of things. So my apologies for teasing it to our terrestrial radio audience that is now back here, part of our simulcast family right now. I'm going to be on First Take tomorrow. You know, Irv is going to be jealous, you know, although Irv took a beating on Monday. Of all the times for Stephen A. to come back on the show, it isn't time for the Cowboys to be one and done after that whole entire season. I still can't believe it that Dallas got one and done.
I predicted that.
When?
All year. I said they're going to lose the first game in the playoffs. He used to want to kill me every time I'd say it.
Well, I mean, he still does because you weren't here the other day. I mean, the amount of trolling you did.
Let me explain something to you.
The amount of trolling you did and then said you did it for your fans on your Twitter account.
People love my Dallas trolling.
You know, who's the people? Who are the people?
Who are these people?
Well, the people.
Who are the
people? People.
Who are the people?
I have people. They. As my mother would say.
Mike Dottufo, the man of the people.
You sound like 45.
I know. I'm just joking. I'm joking.
Stop it.
But there's two teams I troll really bad. The Lakers and definitely Dallas.
Well, the Lakers right now.
I got company to the guy on your right there. I got our buddy Josiah the other day. He didn't even reply. I got him. I mean, I troll those two.
I mean, LeBron hit a big milestone last night. people posted it. And then the comments underneath was, lost at home to the Pacers. Like, nobody cares.
Dude, Frank Vogel is going to lose his gig, right?
Like, any second now.
Frank Vogel's not going to lose his job. It's not Frank Vogel's fault.
He's definitely going to lose his job. Yeah. He's going to be the scapegoat for everything that's going wrong.
But he's not going to lose his job before the end of the season. I will take that bet.
I don't know.
I'll take the action.
I think they're one loss away from him not making it through the week.
They lost at home to
a sub-500 team. What coach are you going to put in that's going to turn this around? That's not a coaching problem.
Well, they'll put in Fizdale for the starter. I hope they don't.
They will.
Because I like Coach Fizz, so why put him at the helm of this sinking ship?
LeBron knows Coach Fizz from his Miami days.
Disaster.
I mean, this was their year.
It's a disaster.
This was their year.
Well, I mean, Anthony Davis is out. I mean, let's call it what it is.
The
guy who Barkley calls street clothes, right? He nicknamed him street clothes. He's out again. And everybody knew that Russell Westbrook was, you know, being an odd piece to fit, you know? Carmelo, but I mean, I guess if you get into the tournament, which they will, they're going to have to play their way in, right? The way it looks.
Ooh, it's a nightmare.
And you think Vogel's going to stay? I don't know.
Who do you put in there that's going to turn this around? Like, I don't think this is a coaching problem. I think this is, as Brockman's been saying all year, this is a chemistry problem.
Yeah. Well, that's not a coaching problem. You got to figure it out, don't you?
You have to make changes. It's like,
right. So what's the change? I mean, they're not going to trade Russell Westbrook. Who's going to take him? He got benched last night in the final four minutes. So someone's got to go. Oh, you know, Pelinka and Kurt Rambis, they're not going to fire themselves.
That's correct. So, yeah, nor will Jeannie Buss, nor will LeBron.
So it's the coach.
Yeah, that's it.
I mean, look, I don't really care about the Lakers. So if it happens, it happens. But
everybody cares about the Lakers. They're the Cowboys of the NBA.
Yeah. Well, let me raise a hand and tell you who don't.
Well, Clipper fans.
Yeah, I don't.
Who got?
I got my own troubles.
Game last night for the Clippers. Yeah. Oh, baby.
And the Sixers last night.
So it was a great big man night, Rich. It was a great big man night.
You know what Embiid looked like last night?
Unstoppable.
Embiid last night, because I'm stuck in the youth sports. I shouldn't say stuck. That's where I'm in the youth sports world. You know, whatever it is in the pandemic, it's like when you show up to like a kid's game, and then there's one guy who looks like Andy Reid in punt, pass, and kick. And the rest are all Pop Warner size. Yeah. That's what that looked like last night. Mo Bamba from three, he had a heck of a first half from three.
Sending taunt videos over here.
Yeah.
This guy.
Well, we'll talk about that later. But, you know, then your guy, TJ, you know, your guy took it over.
Yeah.
And there is no answer. Orlando had no answer for him.
Set a record last night.
Which one?
The shortest amount of minutes played to score 50 in the history of the NBA. 50 points in 27 minutes.
You have him going. You have him going against me in fantasy, and that time felt like I was standing still.
But also, Rich, he scored his 50th point with 6 minutes left in the game, and they took him out. He could have very easily had 60.
Well, he had 40. He had 45 halfway through the third quarter.
Yeah, he was
unstoppable. They couldn't stop him.
And at the same time, Joker. I mean, the Nuggets beat the Clippers in overtime. Joker had, I think, 47, 14, and he had a triple-double last night.
Yeah, he had a 49-point triple-double.
Well, that's the whole thing about with the Lakers getting boat raced by Denver over the weekend is Denver's without Jamal Murray and Michael Porter Jr., and the Lakers are without Anthony Davis, and they can't, with LeBron and company, stay within half a century with them. You know? I mean, like, that's why I think he's going to lose his gig. Because the Lakers can't countenance that sort of thing. And we actually had a real NBA conversation based out of the fact that TJ wanted to take your head off the other day when you were here.
Oh, I know. He muted me. It was muted.
See, here's the thing. Again, let me tell you this since you're here. I was going to drop it yesterday because I just let it go, but now we're bringing it up again. You know, you kept saying like, oh, I'm being muted. I don't care enough to mute you. It's just like you're out there, you're trolling. But here's the deal. You are the Webster's definition, and I love you, but you're the Webster's definition dictionary of dish it out but not take it. Like, if I said anything, if I directed any tweets to you, Mike, if I said some stuff to you right now, you'd be up in an uproar.
That is a lie. No.
Am I?
I fight back.
Okay.
I may get mad.
So now hold on a second. Because
you're going to take the ball and go home.
Yeah. You're not.
I take
but
a
he's
ton
talking
of crap.
About sports to you. Are you talking about something else to him?
I'm just talking in general. He keeps saying he's a troll. And like he's directing these to me. And you know how I know he's directing to me? Because he's tagging me in them. So therefore,
you tag him in
these things? Yes, he is. No. He's tagging me in them. And then he's like, he muted me a long time ago.
Him and then
really? Because again, like I said the one day, that's not how video works. That's also not how Twitter works. We can very easily go and see if I was tagged or not, right?
I did not tag him directly. He was tagged indirectly.
I just want everyone to play nice.
I love TJ. It's fun to bust his chops.
I do, but I'm just saying, like, he is. He'll dish it out.
I can
say three things to him right now that would really get him very upset.
I suck at audio.
You know, and...
You can say, go.
But you know he doesn't suck at audio.
Well, I mean, you know.
I'm a fat, overweight guy?
I mean, no, stop.
Who would say that? What am I, 10?
I say that about myself. I'm big boned.
How did this go astray?
Oh my God.
No, I just asked. I just, you know, brought up the fact that you still can't turn the page.
And the page is turned.
No, you just it's that book's very difficult.
Like I said, the pages turned and Trent Williams came on.
Right. And you're like,
and then we put that to bed, and then you brought up Del Tufo trolling me.
TJ, I got some salt over here. You want it for the wound?
No, but here's the thing: is that it's very difficult to combat somebody who really doesn't have.
That's the other thing, Rich. He doesn't have the emotional
stake.
Tie.
He doesn't have a stake. He doesn't have a stake, except to make sure that what you have a stake in and are feeling miserable about.
He piles on.
Correct.
Yeah.
And you do see that is the very definition of troll.
But he embraces that.
What did the Cowboys do to you?
Yeah, but why is that a lane that you want to occupy? Yeah.
And also, by the way, the time that you said I trolled you, which I clearly didn't, do you understand the difference now between what trolling really is? Like, me just posting a meme, no matter how long ago it was.
Oh, no. That's there's a difference between social media.
This is trolling.
You.
This is trolling. I wasn't trolling.
No, excuse me. You bringing up to me the fact that the Jets were so bad last year.
Mm-hmm.
And me pining for Trevor Lawrence all that time wound up with me getting a kid from BYU whose college career I saw 0.0% of snaps of.
Okay.
I then got that guy in my house. I then, because I'm a fan and I did what all Jets fans do, I bought in. Okay. I bought into Sam Darnold. I bought into Mark Sanchez. I bought into Chad Pennington. There was never any buy-in on Brooks Bollinger, but I think you're getting where where I'm coming from.
And you're
fully very well aware of all that.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Jets lose the services of this young man just at a point in time when you need to see the services of this young man to get him his experience.
Okay.
And we lose the services of that guy after he spent the first month and a half in that services showing very little spark, while that guy over there saw nothing but fireworks and spark for Mac Jones. This is the backstory.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm with you on all of this so far.
Then all of a sudden, when my guy Zach Wilson can't go, and another guy
steps up, whose
career I had known nothing about, he steps up, and Mike White does incredible amounts of excitement and instills excitement and wins against, by the way, the current playoff team that nobody wants to see in Cincinnati.
Mm-hmm.
In the AFC.
The team that nobody wants to see in the NFC is the team that won and done your team,
which hasn't had at all the amount of championship game appearances that mine has had since 1995.
Why do we stop at 95? Why don't we just go our whole lifetimes?
Okay, we could go our whole lifetimes, and you've got more championships than the Jets.
At least, we're going to start this, I know what it's like to win a championship.
We can go back to when the Earth was just a molten mass as well.
Okay, well, none of us were around for that,
So the fact that you then were asking me how I was feeling about Mike White's chances, and then we're beginning to talk him up like he's the next maybe great quarterback in New York City.
You never knew.
You don't see how I would take that as you trying to get in my grill and kitchen.
No, because here's the deal. I think we've proven over the last few days, especially back with Jack Quaid, that sometimes you take something that's said and really make a bigger thing out of it. Brockman said the same thing. You could have just laughed like Mike White won you a game. Hey, but then you chose to bring it up for like the next six weeks.
It was
just me going, hey, Rich, maybe you found a quarterback. You took that statement and rolled for weeks
because you know what that means.
And I really meant nothing. It was just like, your quarterback won a game. Be happy. We were happy for you.
Your team won.
And then you took a statement.
We were happy for you. Were you happy for me, Chris?
Well, no,
or you
maybe
were not,
not
happy
him.
For me? No. But
I'm not him. I'm not him.
Let's just put it this way, and then we'll bring Sebastian Maniscalco out here. That I have my own tier system of who can talk to me about my team's quarterbacks and my team's future and my team's excitement level and my team's flowchart and my team's problems.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to have had at least one NFC or AFC championship game appearance since 1995 to do it. And you just didn't. So I clicked the ropes on you.
That's cool.
Okay.
That's cool. But everyone's already in my club. Mm. So, I mean.
Man, this segment really took a turn.
I mean, what did I do from the beginning?
So now I know whether you guys like car crashes or not.
We were all tuned in for this segment.
Let's take a break.
I'm not trying to troll is all I'm saying.
Okay. But you are, Mike. That's for
but
sure.
But he is, yes. There's a difference.
All right. It's bad.
Let's bring him out here. This is going to be fantastic. The brilliant, the hilarious Sebastian Maniscalco is here in person. Don't go anywhere. This will be fun. Freshness guaranteed. Hey, folks. It's time for the NFL draft, which means for me, I need a good night's sleep. Because if I don't have one, I'm just not myself. You know the deal. You know exactly how important it is to have quality sleep. It's a game changer for all of us. So Sleep Number helps me. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's setting is 70. We both get a great night's sleep because we could adjust the firmness of our mattress on each side. Improve your quality sleep because Sleep Number learns how you sleep thanks to their smart beds and provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people. Or as you might know from their jingle, O-O-O, O'Reilly Auto Parts. They're in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offers friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. Because you know when you need your car fixed, you need somebody who knows what they're talking about and is helpful, has a smile on their face, and gets you back on the road. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you just find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you will find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts knowledgeable, helpful, and the best of all, friendly. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
And look who is joining us right here in person. One of my favorites. Well done with Sebastian Maniscalco. I approve this show. I was on it. I better approve it. And nobody does this tour. The upcoming tour dates, you can go to SebastianLive.com for all of that. Good to see you, Sebastian Maniscalco.
Good to see you. Always nice to come in here. Before we went on, yes. The energy in the room was palpable.
We got to get it going. Like, you can tell when you're in a room that has no energy to it, right?
No.
Like,
I walked in and it was awake.
There's only four of us here. What do you want?
I know, but I mean something, you know, I mean, some hustle and bustle.
There we go. Ladies and gentlemen, Sebastian Maniscalco.
Beautiful. Yeah.
Is that better?
That's great.
Okay. Thanks for coming on. I appreciate it. There we go. Everyone here see his tour dates. So I don't even know where to start with you. You were at the Rams Cardinals game, correct? This past week?
I was there. I saw that you were there.
I was indeed.
You took a picture, and I haven't been to a professional football game since Soldier Field 1981.
Are you serious?
Yeah, sat in the end zone seats, January, -7, brought our own food.
What do you mean you brought your own food? You brought your own food for the pregame or into the Soldier Field?
But we weren't going to go to the concessions. My dad wasn't going to pay football prices for hot dogs, so we snuck in our own lunch. I was in a suite.
Not on this day in Soldier Field.
No. This was at the Rams game.
You're Sebastian Maniscalco.
Well,
come on,
I have
forget
friends
about it.
On the team.
Yes.
And it's loud. I mean,
yes.
Does there need to be all this activity at a football game?
It's different. The game presentation's changed since 1981.
Yeah.
When you brought your own food to watch. Who was the quarterback in 1981? Did you look that one up?
Avellini? Maybe.
Who was there that day? Right, but the game presentation has certainly changed. since that. And I don't know if you're aware of whose house it is.
It's Ram's house. Or is it our house?
I don't know. But by the 19th time in the first drive that they asked the question, it's kind of a rhetorical answer.
Right, Avellini was the backup in 81, Vince Evans.
Vince Evans. Yeah, I'm sorry. That wasn't a January game. There was no football in January back then. This must have been December.
December 1984, 85 ish is when they started thinking about playing January games. But it's a different game presentation now.
They forget DJ.
Yes,
right? They got a DJ. They got pyrotechnics that I can't even have a conversation. There's a speaker right there constantly with the music.
It's like a club. Yes.
And it was cool, but I mean it looks beautiful.
It does.
The stadium, the way it's laid out, looks like a movie set.
Yeah. So who's the friend of the team that you?
JJ Watt invited me to the game. I've been friends with him over the last 8-9 years. So I was there with his parents. And
were you an honorary Watt?
I wasn't on
Monday night. Sebastian Watt. What's your middle initial?
Sebastian J. Watt.
So you were S.J. Watt.
Yeah, S.J. Watt. S.J. Watt. No jersey, by the way. I didn't wear a jersey. I don't get that.
We have a rule, Sebastian Maniscalco, that you may not wear a jersey of another human being that's younger than you. Unless you're like 15, you know what I mean? Or like, why would you do that?
Yeah,
you gotta wear a jersey. Like you could wear a Vince Evans jersey, you know what I'm saying? But you can't, you're not going to be rocking a Justin Fields jersey walking around. It's a problem what we have here about jersey wearing sometimes.
Yeah, I
that's our issue.
I noticed the people that are getting in fights at the game are always in a jersey, right? You never see two guys in suits going at it on the mezzanine, you know? So I like to stay away from any type of finalia.
This is amazing. I love it. I mean, that J.J. Watt, that is so cool. Can you put up the photograph that Steve Mariucci, my colleague, when I said that you were going to be on this program, he provided me a photograph. He went backstage. That's Steve with you and Joe Montana.
That was special night. Yeah, I mean, it's very nice.
Come on.
Getting to meet a lot of my childhood heroes as I do stand-up and people become fans of what I'm doing. So to see Montana and Mariucci backstage.
It's not Montana?
No,
Mariucci?
I think me and Mariucci are on that level. Montana and I are, you know, it's more of a... Respect Montana more than Mariucci.
That is so cool, though. They'd be back. You do a gig, and then Joe Montana comes back and tells you how much he's enjoying it. That's
going to
be pretty
great.
Cool,
I mean,
for you, man.
They were great. And it's like, I don't know what to say a lot of the times. You know, it's kind of, oh, yeah, what am I going to say? The catch. I mean, what do you say to these guys? Actually, Montana was rattling off pizza recipes. He's a big pizza guy.
Yeah, okay.
He was talking about making some pizza.
All right.
It's been fun.
That is so cool. And so you are, as we all know, well done with Sebastian Maniscalco, streaming now on Discovery Plus. I had a blast with you this summer. When I came and I hung out with you, and I made an awful mistake on that day. I thought it was indoors. We shot it outdoors.
Yeah.
And I wore like a sweater. I came straight from the set. As you could see, I wear sweaters on this set. It was like a million friggin' degrees outside.
Well,
that
no,
day.
You came sweating. And I said, you want to get some makeup in here? The guy's beading. And we had a great time.
That was fun.
When I got an offer to come on this show, and I believe, and you guys could correct me if I'm wrong, there is a Zoom option, right? there's a Zoom option, and I said, scrap the Zoom option. I'll drive the 38 minutes to come in studio, right?
Yeah, there is a Zoom option.
There is
a Zoom option.
Do you get a lot of people that come in and they take the Zoom option?
You know what? There are some that I just want to see. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Some have taken a Zoom option more often than not, you know, these days.
No, I feel like the chemistry that's going on right here and now, you can't get over Zoom. Okay? You can't get the type of energy.
Simply can't. Simply can't. Simply can't. No, that room is like, it's dead. The Zoom rooms are dead.
The green and the jacket wouldn't pop it on wouldn't the pop. Zoom.
No. You gotta get, I got to come in here. I got to smell Eisen's cologne when I do the show. Oh, God.
The Musk of Eisen. Write that down. That's a good fantasy team name, right?
Yeah. Eisen's Musk.
Right? The other day we got, Trubisky victory formation. That was a good one. That's a good fantasy
jalapeno
team.
Jalapeno fall guy.
Yeah, we don't even, we write them down. Yeah. These things just come out. We have no idea the context or anything
they're
like
brilliant.
That.
You got to have a guy write
Thank
that stuff.
Thank you. It's good material. So, Sebastian, one of the many reasons I also wanted you to come here in person is to thank you. I wanted to thank you greatly because I noticed a theme to this year's college football season. I noticed Michigan... having won an incredible season, and I saw that you picked games on College Game Day for Michigan versus Ohio State. And when I saw you pick the game that day, I was very, very, very nervous. I mean, because, you know, I'm on edge about Michigan and Ohio State to begin with. But I saw you there. It comforted me because I saw you were in Columbus, Ohio, back in September.
Yeah.
And you went to Ohio State's practice, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Hung out with Ryan Day, and there you are wearing blue at Ohio State practice.
Okay. This is, again, something that I'm unaware of. I know that there's a rivalry, but I don't like... When I'm putting on the clothes, I don't go, oh, I shouldn't wear this. It doesn't really occur to me until I get there, and they're like, you're gonna have to take, you're gonna have to take your shirt off. I go, what? They're like, well, you know, it's you're wearing blue, and I go, yeah. I'm sorry. He goes, no, you're gonna have to leave. So, they take they take things very, very serious there.
Yeah.
And let me ask you, you being a sports guy, I went on this College Game Day.
Yes.
And I don't know. Guys, are we chit-chatting?
No, that's my New Jersey guy. He's to do.
Are we getting phoners?
What are you doing? What are you doing over there? This man's talking.
Comedy gold here.
He's talking. Things. I'm working on things.
Yeah, but you talk loud. You're a loud talker.
I'm sorry.
You talk loud. We're working here.
What is happening?
All right, this man could have chosen the Zoom option, and you don't treat Sebastian Maniscalco like that.
No,
you can't even get a drink at the table.
I'm sorry.
Do whatever you're doing. It's
do whatever you're
doing. It's not distracting or anything.
Whatever you're doing is a lot interesting than what I'm talking about.
Wow.
Because, to be honest with you, before you get to the game day stuff, you wore blue at Ohio State practice.
Yeah.
Then they lose to Oregon.
Yeah.
Right.
Then you show up picking games at Michigan, Ohio State. Michigan finally beats Ohio State.
Yeah.
You, sir, are the man.
Yeah, I am
You're the
man.
You're the thread. You're the common. You're the through line here. And I just wanted to thank you.
Well, you're welcome.
Thank you.
But
and I apologize for the behavior.
It's all right. All right. It's okay.
I'm sorry.
I've never come back.
By the way, I don't know what you're doing, but is that a Crest White strip you got going on, or is that just the teeth?
Yeah, what no.
They're beautiful.
No, like these cost.
Ask him how much you paid for those.
Yeah, these cost a couple bucks.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we got right.
That's not even yours.
No.
All right. No. I was gonna say
these were bought and paid for.
So anyway, you're picking games on College
Game Day. I'm picking games on College Game Day, and I don't really know football. It's not like I'm going in there and I got like a sheet of X and O's, and I just kind of made it fun, and I got ripped to shreds because I went on there and I made fun of my picks. You know, is
who
that
ripped you to shreds? People,
you know, people? Why are you having this guy on? They don't know anything about football. You invite a comedian on a sports show, I'm gonna give you laughs, right? I'm not gonna give you, oh, this guy's hurt, he's got an ankle. You know,
he's got. So yeah,
did I shame the show?
No, you didn't. It's just there's too many serious people out there who I think put hard-earned American dollars on whether Iowa State does in fact come within a field goal or two of their opponent, and might respect you and your comedy to think that that then translates to your acumen on who wins and by how much. And they just have a little bit of a little weirdness to it.
All right.
I think. But welcome to our world, essentially.
Yeah.
When was the last time you were heckled? Ever?
Heckled?
Because you play these big places now. People aren't going to be screaming at you like that.
Yeah, it's not heckling. It's more like chatter.
You heard that.
I always hear it could be 20,000 people and they're all laughing and one guy's looking at his phone and I'm like, guy, really? So I'm always honed in on just the littlest of distraction. So I'm not heckling, not so much. Get heckled online.
Okay. All right. So how did you wind up picking games then? How did that work come about?
I got the sheet the night before, and I go, okay, I think they're good. I didn't go and look at records, who's injured. What? By the way, what happened to the fullback?
Just in general?
Are we using the fullback, the I formation? I was looking at the game last night.
Yeah. Oh, no.
And
they're gone.
The fullback is no longer.
Well, the 49ers, if you went to the 49ers game against the Rams a week before, you'd seen one.
Okay.
You'd have seen one there, but that's correct. It's gone. The way of the fullback is gone. A lot's changed since 1981.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm a Matsui guy. So I was wondering what happened to the, or a Tom Rathman, those types of guys.
Yes.
Yes. They don't use them anymore?
Yes. The Tom Rathman type guy. There's not many of them anymore. Just only a handful of places. So,
I got a new guy.
Who you got?
I think his name is, I forget his name, number 19 on the 49ers.
Debo Samuel. Oh. That's a grown-ass man.
This is new favorite guy. Plays wide receiver, running back. I like a utility player.
Yes, sir.
I thought Dennis Gentry was that guy for the Bears in 85. A little smaller in size, but I felt like they didn't utilize him on the running back enough, as far as I'm concerned. But what do I know? I'm wearing a green jacket.
Here's what you should do. You should create this new show where you argue and complain and bitch about sports problems from 1984, 85. As if it's the current day right now. And just treat it like, what if there was a sports show back in 1984, 85? I think we just maybe workshop something right now.
I like that idea. Because that's where my interest kind of fell off. In 85, after that, I used to be in on the stats. I used to read the Daily Herald. I grew up in Chicago. I used to read all, who was the top wide receiver, all that stuff.
Jordan years? I mean, you had to be into that stuff too, right?
Well, yeah, but I'm talking football.
Okay.
Jordan, obviously, after 99, I fell off with basketball. So I got really nothing to watch.
Until, now you got your own world going on right now. So you got your own stuff going on.
Yeah, I got my own stuff, but I need like a team. Hmm. The Bulls are doing pretty good this year.
Yeah, not bad. Yeah. They're not bad.
Is that a World Cup trophy?
Yes. Not the actual.
Del Tufo that's as real as his teeth. I love this, man.
Oh, my God.
All right, so this is better than the Zoom option. So you can't pick stuff out of the room.
I'm coming in. I think you should require everybody to come in.
That's what we're trying to do. Yeah. Right? Yeah, we just swab you, and then we come out. You do your thing. And
I got swabbed.
You got about your day.
Now, if I was positive, would I have to leave?
We would have that right there is what we call the Zoom option. That's where the Zoom option comes into play, sir. Yes. Upcoming tour dates. He's going to Syracuse, Chris.
Hey!
You went to Syracuse?
Oh, okay.
Yep. Nice. We have no connection to Milwaukee, Minneapolis, San Antonio, Austin.
March 5th.
And then the Forum, March 5th.
Yeah.
Right down the road where you were last night.
Love it.
So yeah. That'll be your house. The red forms will be your house.
Whose house? Sebastian's
SJ
house.
SJ Watt's house.
SJ Watt.
Yeah, SJ Watt. We couldn't get into the parking lot last night, I guess. And
JJ didn't give you parking?
No, we got it, but the thing wasn't working. So I had to point over to the Forum billboard.
And, I'm that guy.
That's me.
And they told me, go around.
Keep it moving.
That ain't you.
Keep it moving.
By the way, the only other person who could have done that last night was Chris Martin, because the only other signs are like Coldplay's coming on April 26th. That's it. You and Chris Martin were the only ones who could have pulled that with parking last night. You know? I'm playing a Forum. Look at that sign.
Get me in.
Fantastic. I deserve to park here, please. SebastianLive.com. Anything else you want me to bring up?
No. I just one parting story, if I could.
Please.
I don't know if this is going to get edited out.
They won't be.
last night, my wife, I went with another couple, and my wife doesn't walk at the same speed I walk. Mm. So it was nice to have another couple because she had another woman that she could kind of lollygag. Now, we're exiting the stadium. My wife walks so slow that she's getting hit on by other guys. That's how kind of far we are. So I turn around and some guy's hitting on my wife.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to come over and I don't get into fights. I'm not that guy. Mm-hmm. So we had to kind of defuse the situation where I go, babe, come on. And the guy's like, oh, she yours, this and then. He's like, and you know what? This story in my head had a better ending. I got nothing over here.
He's gonna come on.
Scrolling Instagram.
That's what he does. This is what he does. That's his job, is to do social media. He can't stop. He's addicted to his screen.
You want
to
workshop the ending? I mean,
what was the ending? How did it end?
The guy ended up being a fan, and he was like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. I'm hitting on your wife. Da, 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 da. And I was like, don't worry about it. I just kind of blow off those situations. There's a lot of guys, especially coming out of a football game, amped up on testosterone that might get involved in an altercation. But I kind of diffuse those types of things with humor. And I'm just recommending your audience to maybe go the humor route.
You should try that. The question, I have a couple questions here. So what is this distance by which you can lose your wife to somebody hitting
15 yards.
15 yards?
15 yards. It's a 15-yard gap.
It's a 15-yard gap? Mm-hmm. Okay, because if you need to maybe...
I got to close it within.
It's your job to close the gap.
It's my job.
You can't tell your wife to hurry up. So
no more than 3 to 5 yards. You should be away from your wife at any time when exiting a sporting event. That's the rule.
That's the rule.
Right, 15 yards.
Okay. Otherwise, then it's on you.
It's on me. It was my fault.
Okay. But doesn't your wife also realize that when you are leaving a sporting event in Los Angeles, California, that the lollygagging could wind up being a half an hour mistake, 45 minute long mistake. I mean, like, this is right.
You got it.
Have you, you need to come up with a chart of her miles per hour translating to the number of minutes extra delay of you getting home and out of the facility. Like, maybe that would be helpful.
Your commentary on this is dead on,
but my
wife would walk the same way if the house was on fire. You know? It's just no urgency. It's just, So, no, it's a very slow
That's
going to
be a costly mistake. I mean, very costly mistake.
We need to get next-gen stats.
It's like a new next-gen stat of how far you are walking out of a sporting event away from your much better-looking half.
Or a sports science. Do we need to get Brinkus on
this?
Could
be something like that. And then you have to translate it to... You know, because I'm assuming, again, the final score was a total blow. What was it? I forget now. 34-8 or something like that? 34-11. Yeah. So I'm thinking you're a late third quarter exit, early fourth quarter exit?
I was there with another couple. I didn't want to spoil their evening. I would have left at halftime. But like, you know, third quarter, I'm starting to chirp. Hey, guys, maybe we should get out of here.
Yeah, this thing's
and they're like, no, let's stick around. I'm like, all right. And then we left at fourth quarter with 4:12 on the clock.
Oh, that's
too late.
Way too late. And we were in that like kind of mass exodus. Ooh. Everybody up the escalator,
that
move where everybody was starting to, it was a little too hairy for my liking, but, you know, we were there with another couple. We wanted to.
The good news is that, you know, you could have been on time for your March 5th date for the forum.
Yeah.
You know, we're right there. I don't have to go anywhere. SebastianLive.com for all the tour dates. Thank you for not choosing the Zoom option.
Absolutely.
Appreciate
Let
that.
Me know anytime you want me to come in
really?
Here. I'll I'm right down the street, 43 minutes.
At Sebastian Comedy on Twitter and Instagram. I follow. You should as well. And check out, again, on Discovery Plus, Well Done with Sebastian Maniscalco. I appear on the show as well. Thanks for coming on, brother.
You got
the
it. Best. Thanks for having me.
Sebastian Maniscalco right here on The Rich Eisen Show.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Check out our new NBA show, Beyond the Arc, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can find me, John Gonzalez, NBA insider Bill Reiter, and Ashley Nicole Moss 5 days a week talking all things NBA. Whether you're looking for insightful discussions, upbeat commentary, breaking news, interviews, or coverage of all the biggest stories in the NBA, our new show is the place to be 5 days a week. Download and follow Beyond the Arc on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Robert in Ohio, you're here on the Rich Eisen Show. What's up, Robert?
Hi, Rich. Thanks a lot for taking my call. Appreciate
thanks for making
that.
It. What's going on?
I just wanted to call in and talk a little bit about the Cowboys. I've been a Cowboy fan for probably 50 years, so I've seen a lot of the ups way back and a lot of the downs more recently. And in my opinion, for the last since the mid-90s, I don't know Michael Irvin or Charles Haley, none of these guys personally, but I have seen enough to know that I think Dallas, since the 90s, have lacked having a guy like that on each side of the ball that you're basically afraid to lose because you don't want to have to face those guys in the locker room because losing with them on board is a lot worse than just losing. So you become to the point that it's almost to the point that you don't want to lose because it's not the fact for losing or winning. It's just you're afraid to lose because you've got a guy like Michael Irvin and Charles Haley that you got to deal with. And I don't think the Dallas Cowboys have had a guy like that since the 90s. I really don't. I can't think of any that come to mind.
You know, I mean, that is an interesting take on it. But I don't know if you need to have those guys in the locker room in order to win. I think you do, but they've been talented enough to win, you know, and it's just weird stuff happens to this team. Weird stuff happens to this team. And a lot of that is the coaching decisions, but Jason Garrett said, let's go for it on fourth and two, and let's go up top. Let's go to Dez, and then all of a sudden, you know, he reaches out for the goal line and he doesn't catch it and they lose a football game. And strange stuff happens to this team. And I don't know what it is.
Romo bobbling the field goal.
I mean, the snap, which, by the way, was Bill Parcells' last game in the history in his NFL career. That was the end of Parcells.
Really?
Yeah, that was his last game as a coach in the NFL. Jeez. Was the Romo bobbled snap. And
that's something.
So I don't know what to say other than the fact that there's a serious decision that has to be made here. That do you value Dan Quinn's participation on your staff more than Mike McCarthy's? That literally is the choice right now, and I appreciate the call. That's literally the choice in Dallas right now as the time ticks down for Dan Quinn.
He's got a solid point there about it. I'm just thinking about past Super Bowl teams.
I don't know. I mean, do you don't think Dez is that guy? Dez is not that guy. Dez kind of had
definitely
a
was that guy. Yeah.
Edge to him that you
did. You're right.
But I mean,
I feel like each great team has to have, and Chris, your team has had the most success. Did the Patriots have that type of guy in the locker room?
Right now? Well, Brady's that guy.
I mean, Brady, I don't think Brady was the yeller screamer, was he? Or was he?
You just didn't want to see him,
just
man.
On the sideline, I guess. I'm not sure back in those days. I mean, if you look at the guys with the tenure on the Patriots right now.
You had Ronnie Harrison on your team, right?
Had yeah, but okay. It's like Matthew Slater now. It's Devin McCourty. It's Dante Hightower.
Sometimes you just don't know who those guys are, yeah. I guess is what I'm saying. Yeah, like, the Cowboys could have that guy right now. I don't
Maybe
know.
Maybe it could be Randy Gregory.
Could be Micah Parsons,
I'm
too.
Hoping it will be Micah Parsons going forward.
Who's, like,
forward.
The veteran? The
It would be
know
Tank,
all,
it would be Tank
all,
Lawrence would right. be like the,
so maybe
the
it's that guy.
You know, it might be him.
You know who it should be? It should be Zeke.
Yeah.
That's who it should be.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I just don't know whose personality it is. It should be Dak, too. Like, you don't want to see this guy afterwards. Yeah, I don't want to let him down.
His point is, when you have, like, a Haley or an Irvin, right, those type of guys who, like, you want to play for them, but they also do, they might be put, I'm not saying fear, because these are all grown big men, so maybe not fear, but there are definitely, like he said, guys that you don't want to have to deal with if you lose.
You didn't
like
seem to
Ray
have
Lewis
a guy that
was an example.
You certainly didn't have somebody that wasn't keeping him loose in that locker room beforehand. As confirmed by the coach yesterday.
Yeah, but Rich, here's the deal about that, right? Like, Mike McCarthy isn't like a speaker like you are, right? So when someone, he says that and then he immediately kind of changed his thought. So I'm willing to give him the benefit of the doubt. Like,
here's what you can't give a benefit of the doubt to. And this is the stuff that happens in Dallas Cowboys. 14 penalties. Half of them on pre-snap.
Yeah,
weird stuff like trying to extract another either 5-yard penalty or first down after you complete a fake punt by threatening another fake punt or a pass from your punter to try and confuse the defense. Why can't you just use the momentum of the fake punt and try and score? You gotta extract another 5-yard penalty or another time out of it? Trying to outsmart people when you're clearly not situationally well enough to execute it properly?